Perhaps it's just a guy thing, but I often imagined as I was growing up what it would be like to be Superman or Flash or Aquaman. And always, you know, whenever you're outside playing with the other kids, you're doing these things. You're trying to run faster. You're pretending like you're Flash, or when you're in the water like Aquaman. But often more than not, this desire would manifest itself by wearing a cape like so many kids do. And you don't even have to tell them to do it. They just do it. And I think that the desire is there. And sometimes it manifests itself in tall structures and cushions at the bottom of those structures, much to the consternation of, I'm sure, mothers everywhere. But the truth of the matter was that even as a kid, I knew that these characters were fictional. And that even if they were real, it was normally some type of once-in-a-lifetime or some freak accident that made them the way they were. And so even if it was real, really had no chance of being a superhero. But this never, ever stopped me or many kids from fantasizing about this unique phenomenon and asking, what if I had power like that? I think deep down, and maybe not so deep down, that desire is still there. It exists in many of us. It's this desire to have a superpower that differentiates us from everyone else. Well, brother, I'm here to tell you today that we do have a superpower. It's germinating inside of us right now. It's a small measure of the power of God. There is nothing more powerful than the Holy Spirit that we have been given specially by our great God. It is the same Spirit and the same power that God used to create the universe. He spoke and it existed. It's the same power that he used during the recreation week. The one where he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. How many things that can we even say, "Let this happen," and it happens? You know, we can't get our kids to, you know, go take a bath when we want. Let the kids take a bath. And the little one goes off, and a minute later she comes back and she's all dressed. And you go, there's no way possible that you just took a bath and are dressed and dried off and everything. I took one last week. It's like, how in the world does that "let there take a bath" translate into something else? Well, it does, but not with God. God said, "Let there be light." He said, "Let there be a firmament. Let there be land." He said, "Let the land produce." He said, "Let there be creatures that come from the earth." He said these things, and they happened because of the awesome power that he has. Is it with the same power that he delivered Israel out of Egypt through the 10 plagues? It is with the same power that he heals the sick and the infirmed. It was with the same power that the dead have been raised, which is beyond even our comprehension how something like that would happen. But it is with this power also that he converted Paul. Paul, who was chief among sinners. Paul, who killed and persecuted Christians because he hated their way of life so deeply, so vehemently. He, the carnal Saul, killed Christians before the power of God changed him, converted him to another way of life. And it is that same exact power that God used on me and you to change us from the path that we were going down, from the way of life that we were once part of, to this way of life. Brethren, we were once on a path of sinning that led to destruction. The end of our way of life was death. But now we have this same power in us that is working in us and is enabling us to become something greater than what we were. Something greater than we currently are. Because of this, we can become something different. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 in verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If we take on Christ, put on Christ as we have, we become a new creation. And with this new creation, we now have a superpower. We're no longer this old man that we once were, but we've made an about face and we've become this new creation. Through the proper use of it, we tap into the power and the character of God. We become more like Him the more that we access the Holy Spirit and leave behind what we were. The more that we become like Him, the more that we can access this power. Many superheroes have to learn what can be done with their newly discovered power. And in using it, they become more effective with what they have and learn about the many facets of it. 2 Corinthians 4:16, just back a chapter. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. Therefore, do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. After we awaken to the power of God, we are to grow in our superpower. Romans 12 and verse 2. Romans 12 and verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are to grow in the grace and the knowledge and the understanding and the application of God, His law, and His will. Brethren, there were not many superheroes in the books, in the comics books. Nor have many been given this opportunity that we have today, the one that we are commemorating tomorrow on the day of Pentecost. Many have been called, but few are chosen. This is a very special calling and opportunity that we have. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, there is nothing that is too hard for God. And if we use that same power through Him, if we have God in our corner, there is nothing that will be impossible to us. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. If we continue to use this gift that we've been given, this is what will happen. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So if we use and wield this power appropriately, God will take us to the next step. In 1 Corinthians 15, for the final scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15, just read two scriptures there. 1 Corinthians 15, and we'll read verses 43 and 52. It said, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is raised in power. This is the last stage of our metamorphosis. This is when it will occur. In verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. We will be changed by His power into members of His family. And we will become God as God is God, become part of the God family. Brethren, there is a power within us now, one beyond that of what has been written in the pages of comic books, and it is waiting to be used, is waiting to be tapped into, is waiting to be fully realized, is one that will allow us to be much more than what we have been, is one that will allow us to be much more than what we are now, is one that will allow us much more than we can even imagine. Brethren, now is the time to rise to the occasion and to be all that we can be.